As Graham Walsh stared at the stubby, opaque, frozen torso sticking out of an icy snowbank, he couldn't help thinking of Ichabod Crane. Holy shit, he thought, as it became clear the body was meant to be nothing more than a prop for shock value. Sans his head. It was his best guess as to what lay concealed beneath the snow. And as much as he wanted Declan Kilgarry to see for himself, he didn't care. He did keep him apprised, however. I know it's late, he began before needing to blow his nose after spending the day in the frigid cold. But we have a body. Declan sat up in bed, instantly awake. What? A pause. Who? We don't know. Head was lopped off, obviously before it was placed. Prince? We haven't got that far. It hasn't been long. Declan checked the clock on his cell. It's a little after 3. How long do you think the body's been there? In this weather? Who knows? Blood dripping from the neck is frozen, but the corpse isn't stiff. So, based on those two things, not long. What can I do to help? Walsh thought for a moment, instinctively knowing Declan Kilgarry needed to stay as far away from the crime scene as possible. Nothing. Stay clear. Word will get around quickly enough. Keep your ear to the ground and advise Connor and Alana to do the same. With that, Detective Walsh rang off, turning his attention to the matter at hand. And by dawn, the body was ready to be moved to the Cove morgue. Carefully, the coroner and his team removed snow concealing the remainder of the body. Everyone on the scene silent as they slowly revealed another atrocity. Sir? The coroner glanced at Walsh, then back at the body. I see, Thomas. Both hands. They're gone. And the legs. As two medics lifted the torso onto a waiting gurney for transport, there was no mistaking the message. A catch-me-if-you-can kind of thing. That's 3 within the last 6 months, Connor noted when Declan delivered the news early the following morning. What do you think? Nothing yet. It's too early. He paused. Besides, Walsh was absolutely right when he said I couldn't be anywhere near the crime scene. If anyone happens to see me there... I can't bear the thought of anything happening to you, Alana blurted out as she poured 3 cups of coffee. Declan smiled, touched by her spontaneous comment. Nothing's going to happen to me. Everything I learn will need to be from Connor and you. And Walsh. Did Graham tell you when he'd be in touch? Connor asked, uncomfortable with the thought there was indeed a killer among them. And what about Sullivan and Wingo? Do you think it's the same killer? As much as I wish I could answer your questions, I can't. We'll have to wait for the coroner's report, as well as hearing what Graham has to say. Easier said than done. By the end of the following week, Graham Walsh arranged a morning meeting with Declan and Shanna Gary. His reasons for a face-to-face obvious. From what we know about Sullivan and Wingo, he advised, it's pretty clear this isn't the same killer. What makes you so sure? Well, for one thing, Sullivan and Wingo weren't mutilated to prevent recognition. Both of us know that sort of thing brings something completely different to the table. True, unless we're dealing with a particularly intelligent and diabolical killer. Walsh wasn't convinced. Maybe, but my gut tells me we're dealing with 2 killers. You might be right, but doesn't it strike you odd all of a sudden there's a spate of murders in your village? There has to be a reason for it, and I submit they're connected. Well, until there's something concrete, Walsh paused, then changed the topic. There's one other thing. Hesitating, he took a sip of coffee. When we uncovered the torso, that's exactly what it was, a torso. Declan was silent for a moment, allowing the detective's words to sink in. No arms. Well, hands. Or legs, sawed off with what we suspect was a chainsaw. Jesus. Yeah. Pretty gruesome. Again, Declan was quiet, knowing Walsh's information put them again at square one when it came to connecting the murders. Nothing? Graham shook his head. No. Just then, Walsh's cell buzzed, Declan recognizing the familiar expression on Graham's face when reading the text. News? Smiling, Graham handed his cell to Declan so he could read it for himself. You might say that someone just discovered a hand. Quickly, Declan scanned the message. You're a lucky man. Another quick sip, then Declan stood. I'd say our meeting is over.